Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. You know me and Brother Frank. We look back again to a wonderful weekend the Lord has granted unto us. Many people came from all over Europe and different parts of the earth to hear the word of God. Our main subject was the return of Christ, the calling out, the preparation of the bride church, and also to believe only what and as the scripture says. We emphasized the calling and commission of those who were part of God's plan of salvation. From the very beginning, the Lord God spoke to his prophets personally. They knew him, and he knew them. He gave commissions. He sent the ones he called and commissioned, and they were part of that great plan of God with humanity. Whether in the Old or New Testament, God's ways are always the same. In the Old Testament, we read about Moses, how the Lord called him, how the God of heaven appeared to him in the burning bush, how he was commissioned and sent. Then we read about all the other prophets, like Isaiah, when the Lord God said, "Whom shall I send?" In Jeremiah, we read that God had chosen him from his mother's womb and ordained him to be a prophet for the nations. And God sent him. Then you go to all the other prophets who had received a divine commission for a divine purpose regarding the will of God and the kingdom of God. Then we go to the New Testament. John the Baptist was a man sent from God, promised in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, Malachi 3, verse 1. Always sent. I will send you, the prophet Elijah is also a promise. I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. I, the Lord God, I will send. I, the Lord God, will send my messenger before my face to prepare my way. I, the Lord God, I'm speaking to Isaiah, I'm sending you. You go to the New Testament when the Apostle Paul was called. Three times in the chapters of the book of Acts, we read about his calling and commission, and the Lord said, I will send you to the Gentiles. And of course, going right up to Revelation chapter 1, we read in verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he, And he sent and signified it by his angel. He sent, signified it by his angel unto his servant John. He, the Lord God, sent his angel. He signified it, and John was informed as a prophet to share what was revealed to him with all the servants of God. So all the time of the New Testament church. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, we read, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Right from the beginning of time, the Lord God had fellowship with his servants and prophets, had fellowship with his people. He appeared, he revealed himself in the Old and New Testament. But beloved, if I could not speak about the things God did in our time, if I could not tell you today about the commission Brother Branham received from God Almighty, I would not have the message of the hour. I would live in the past. But we have to live in the presence of God. And if we are in the presence of God, we know the promised word for today. We have part in what God is doing right now. My question is, why did all the renowned personalities of our time bypass the great commission the Lord gave to William Branham in 1933, saying these words as John the Baptist was sent? Remember the word sent. All the prophets were sent. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Who can dare to bypass such a commission? And this commission was divinely confirmed thousands and thousands of times. And I knew Brother Branham personally for 10 years. I was in his meetings in Europe and in the USA. I saw Bible days with my own eyes. I saw the book of Acts repeating, not only with signs and wonders, but William Branham was a man sent from God with a true message of God's original word to bring us back to apostolic teachings, to bring us back to Bible days, to bring us back to the very beginning. My question is the same all over the earth. Why do all the charismatic personalities bypass what God promised, what God fulfilled, what God is doing in our time? If I say with all sincerity, I'm not interested in what any church does or teach. I'm not interested in what any evangelist, any TV personality, any charismatic person does. I'm not interested. I'm not. I'm only interested in God's promised word for this day. And I ask you, in the name of the Lord, to search the scriptures to find the promises. Please come out of your own programs. Realize the great commission given in our time to restore all things before the return of Christ. This is the calling out time, the preparation time, and then Matthew 25:10 will be fulfilled. They that were ready went in to the marriage, and the door was closed. Are we ready? Are we even preparing? Did we realize what God is doing in our time, that He gave a great commission? Beloved, only to speak about signs and wonders is not enough. Many who can testify of signs and wonders will wonder someday why they did not recognize the time and the signs of the time to come back to the Word of God. I'm not judging. I love you, but because I also received a divine commission, I must tell you, if you are part of the Church of the Living God, part of the firstborn, you will come back to the Word of God. You will hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, and you will recognize and acknowledge the ministry God gave for our day. The dear Lord bless you and be with you. Write us, call us, be blessed. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.